ധ്യായമോദളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീനഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുര സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം നിത്യം നിരന്തരാനന്ദം ചിദ്ഘനം ബ്രഹ്മ നിർഭയം ശ്രുത്യാ തർക്കാനുഭൂതിഭ്യാം അഹമസ്മ്യദ്വയം സദാ. So we'll discuss the next few shlokas of the seventh chapter of Gita. So in the last shloka, the third shloka, Krishna spoke about as to though this truth is very simple, very easy, it's very simple, it has been explained, but still people find it very tough. There are very few people who have realized in the world. So that was explained by Krishna beautifully as Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kaschit Mam Veti Tatvatah. Out of thousands of strivers, people, not first, out of thousands of people, very few people strive for this perfection, the perfection of realization, the perfection of Anandam. And out of those people who seek Anandam, very few still are able to have the strong desire, have the will to hold on to the path and realize. And therefore, though it may, that's the same we also discussed as to what Kathopanishad says as Ashcharyavat Pashyati, that is Gita, I'm sorry. Ashcharyo Vakta Kushalosya Labdha Ascharyo Nyata Kushala Anushishtah. So that is what we also discussed. So after explaining, so that was just Krishna's way of answering answering the doubt or question in a initial seeker, in an initial seeker's mind, that if this is so simple, then why not people really realize? Why not everybody get this Anandam? Why don't? So the story of Uddhava and the pig that we very well know. So once again, for the benefit of whoever hasn't listened to it, so it's always good to remember these stories again and again. So Uddhava asked the same question to Krishna, that, "Oh Krishna, look, you are going to leave this world, but you have given me knowledge now. So you have given me knowledge, so why not give it to others as well? Why not give it to the entire world?" So Krishna said, Oh Uddhava, you don't really realize as to what you are talking. I have given this. So as I have said, Jnanam Deham Savijnanidam Bhakshyami Asheshataha, I have instructed knowledge to everyone. I have given this knowledge to everyone. It is there in Gita, it has been explained in many ways, different ways, but still people don't want it. So it's not about I not giving, but it's about people not wanting it. So Uddhava says, "No, I don't believe you. I don't think like anybody would say no to this truth, that truth which can give us Ananda." So that is what Krishna replied, but Uddhava is still not convinced. So Krishna says, "Okay, go and talk to 10 people you encounter, 10 people, 10 beings you encounter in the way, first 10 beings. If they say that they are willing to take Anandam, I will give them immediately." So Uddhava goes out, and Uddhava has this power, even as many people have siddhis in life. Uddhava had this siddhi of speaking with animals. So Uddhava started speaking with animals. So he knew too. So he met a pig on the way. So the first being that he encountered was a pig. And since he knew the language, so he started talking with the pig. Oh, how are you? Kushala Prashunam. How are you? How are you doing? How is life? And then he said, okay, do you know, like, I have some hot news, some breaking news I have. Krishna has said that he would give Anandam. He'll take you to a state where there will be only Anandam, only bliss. There will be no Dukkham. So I just wanted to ask you, like, are you willing to come? Come, like, I know that you are willing to come, but still I just want to know your answer as well from your own mouth. So then the first question the pig asked was, oh, what is Anandam? So will I have a lot of filth in that place? Like, wherever, whatever you are saying, in that state, will I have filth? Will my family, will my children, grandchildren, everybody have filth to play around? Then Uddhava said, no filth there. There won't be any filth. There will be only Anandam. Oh, then I don't want it. I only want where, like, filth. I need filth. Then only I can live. Without that, I cannot live. So Uddhava tried to convince, but he couldn't. He didn't even go further to ask nine beings. He came running back to Krishna and said, oh, Krishna, what you said is right. So though this truth is there for everyone, is there, the scriptures are available everywhere now with translations. So there are people who are who have dedicated their entire life to spreading this knowledge, but still there are very few who really want it. So that was just Krishna's way of explaining that. So next he enters into jnanam and vijnanam. So Krishna spoke about jnanam teham savijnanam. So first Krishna speaks about jnanam in the next few shlokas, and then he will say as to how to make it vijnanam. So jnanam itself has partly, it has vijnanam, how to implement as well in it. But we can say that jnanam, Krishna is giving jnanam in the next few shlokas, and then about vijnanam, how to get it, that will, he will say a little later. So that from the 8th shloka onwards, Krishna starts with jnanam. So till there, he is explaining jnanam. So the next two shlokas are kind of the basis of jnanam. Those 6th and 7th shloka as well speak about jnanam. They kind of explain the 4th and 5th shloka a little bit more. That's it. So jnanam, what is knowledge? So knowledge, we find various knowledge in the world. Whenever we speak about jnanam, we have to specify or qualify as to what jnanam. We have sangeeta jnanam, we have sangeeta jnanamu bhakti vina. So sangeeta jnanam is there, shastra jnanam is there. Then, like, whatever we know, vijnanam, the various sciences are there. So we have to specify as to what knowledge. So that is where Krishna himself said, this is that jnanam, yajnyatva neha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate. This is that knowledge which will fulfill our thirst for knowledge, our thirst for anandam, our thirst for dukkha nivritti. So ultimately, there is only two goals that a person has in life. That can be said to be just one goal, which is anandam, untainted or unaffected by dukkham. So anandam, dukkaspriham. Dukkaspriham means touched or tainted by dukkham. So dukkham is not there. So anandam, where dukkham is completely, has been completely eliminated, that is the goal of life. So this jnanam will give us anandam. So this jnanam means, that means jnanam of everything. We need to know everything. Until we know everything, why are people in the world who are stalwarts in their region, James Gosling in Java, similarly Microsoft owner, and all those people, they have knowledge in various fields. A.R. Rahman, Ilayaraja, or Pandit Jasraj, they all have knowledge in their field, but is that realization? That is not realization, because knowledge in one field will still make us crave for something else. And this Sangeetam, people who know music will tell that even Sangeetam is like an ocean, it many things is there to learn. So they don't have, even people who consider themselves stalwarts in Sangeetam, they have to learn even more in Sangeetam. So forget other fields. Other fields are still there. So knowledge or experts in one field cannot become content. They cannot be realized, because knowledge like has to be, we need to get complete knowledge of everything in the world. So everything in the world. So that means that knowledge which when we know the entire world. So earlier we said knowledge which gives us anandam. So anandam, knowledge that gives us anandam means knowledge of the world. So knowledge of the world, what is the world? So the world is well described by Krishna as anityam, asukam, lokam. So we'll come to that. But before that, Shankara gives a beautiful shloka in Brahmajnanavali Mala. Drik drishyav dvau padartau staha paraspara vilakshanau. Drik brahma drishyam maeti sarva vedanta dindima. So the world, when we try to analyze the entire world, when we try to find out about the world, we have only two things in front of us. So there are only two things. We may think, oh, like how can this knowledge that Krishna tells give us knowledge about everything? That is because this knowledge goes deeper than like what we see in the world. It goes much, much deeper that it find first, it tries to find out as to what all should we know in order to get that complete knowledge. So in order to get that complete knowledge, there are only two things that are there. In this entire world, there are only two things which are present. So though we may think, oh, the world has different things, nana tvam, nana bhedam is there, but nana rupa vyatitoham, that is what Brahmajnana Valimala, next shloka, 7th, 8th or 9th shloka, Shankara says. So the entire world is can be put into just one entity, one thing, which is drishyam. So drishyam means object. So generalization is being used, is used everywhere. So when we have to find out, oh, like we go to a gas station and then we fill gas. So there is a generalization there. The gas station cannot have like for each and every gallon or point gallon and all, how much is the charge? They don't do that. They generalize it into 1 gallon or per gallon rate, and then they calculate it. Similarly, this entire world can be generalized into one, which is object. The world, the meaning of the word world or lokam itself is derived as lokyate in Vidyaranya, and even Mukti Viveka says lokyate anubhuyat iti lokaha. Lokyate, that which is perceived. Anubhuyate, that which is experienced. So perceived, experienced means that is an object. So that is drishyam. Drishyam means drit, and drishyam is with respect to seeing. So drishyam is what is seen, and drik is what or who sees the drishyam. So this entire world is something which is perceived. Oh, this doesn't make sense. Like I perceive the world, so I become drik. But then somebody else also perceives. Somebody else also perceives the world, but they are part of the world. That means drik is there in drishyam as well. So that is like a complication that is there. It's not that complex. Even as in dream world we see many people seeing the world, the dream world, but still are many people seeing it? No, there is only one person seeing it. And if we want a better answer, then we see many people seeing the world, but those many people can be generalized again as one conscious being. Our consciousness, chit, in each person that chit which makes themselves exist, which throws light on other, on all other objects in the world, that chit is common in all. Okay, we won't enter into logical reasons as to why chit is one alone, why can't it be many. So there are lagavam, there is a concept of lagavam in Nyaya Shastram, which means that simplicity. So when there is a mathematical equation to be solved, I can solve it in 5 steps, another person might be able to solve it in 3 steps. So the 3-step solution is what is accepted because it is simple. So because of simplicity, we don't have to accept many conscious beings. One consciousness is enough, and then many conscious beings, how they come, like that manyness is just a reflection of that one consciousness, and that reflection appears to be real. So there is only one drip, who sees the entire world, which is consciousness. So one consciousness is drip, and the entire world is drishyam. So drishyam, drip is one. We already discussed drip is only one, whereas drishyam is many. So ekam and nana. So one and many. Drishyam is many. The entire world is many, many things. So how can, like, entire world is many things. So still the knowledge doesn't become very clear. Okay, if knowledge doesn't become clear, then we can explain it. We can generalize again. What? That manyness is just nama and rupam. Namam, rupam. Namam and rupam. Namam means name. Rupam is form. So name and form, the entire world, if we take any object in the world, we have a name for it, we have a form for it. Namam is there, rupam is there. So this, that is where Vidyaranya says in Drishyavekam that asti bhati priyam rupam namam chetyam cha panchakam adhyatrayam jagat adhyatrayam brahma rupo jagat rupam tato dvayam. So this entire world can be split into 5 components: Satchidanandam, asti bhati priyam, satchit anandam, and nama rupam. Satchidanandam is what we call as drik or brahman or Ishvara, we can call, or Atman, and then Nama Rupam is Jagat. So Jagat becomes just two things, Namam and Rupam. And Jagat, the very definition, Lokyate Anubhuya, that which is perceived itself, means it is dependent on Drik, it is dependent on the subject. Oh, like, that doesn't make much sense. It will make much sense, it will become very clear if we understand that though one world, like we are going in a car, 5 people are going in a car, they see something on the road, each person sees it differently. Oh, though the name and form is same, just one person, these 5 people see a beautiful girl there. So maybe 2 or 3 people are women in the car and the rest are guys. So the guys see the girl as very beautiful, the girls see it as a person who can affect their beauty, or they have an emotion of being jealous. So it's the same object which is seen differently. So objects always depend on the subject, and nama rupam is just incidental, it is just there, that's it, it's not real. Even as the various names and forms of gold ornaments, like gold chain, gold necklace, they all are there. They are different, but in reality, in essence, the nama rupam is not at all there. It is just an illusion. What is there really is just gold. That is called Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. Vision of the goldsmith is Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi. Kanaka Ekam. So that Mahabuddhi, that great intellect, which sees everything as Kanakam. Similarly, Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi. Why is it Mahabuddhi? Because we all have Buddhi. We don't use that Buddhi in this way. So when we use Buddhi to really understand as to what this world is, what is the truth behind the world, what is the world made up of, composed of, that is when we call it Mahabuddhi, Mahatma. We call people Mahatma. Mahatma means Mahan Atma, they are able to see this entire world. When we are a normal Atma, Jivatma, we see only ourselves and people around us. When we become a Mahatma, we see everything, we know everything as one entity. Namarupam is in one entity. So, Drik Drishyam, Drik is called Brahman, Ishvara, Atman, there are different names for it. So, all those names are, they mean the same thing. Padanti tat tattva vidaha tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. This is just one reality, one conscious entity which is termed as Brahman, Bhagavan, Paramatma, Ishvara. All those are, we can, names are different even there. So, different names for people to understand in a better way. But all those mean just one thing, which is Sachidanandam. Sachidanandam means it is first, it always exists. Chit, it experiences its existence, and Anandam. Anandam, that is the goal. And Jagat is Namarupam Drishyam Maya. And it is Maya. Maya means Namarupam is just creates an illusion as if it is real. Namarupam is not real, but it appears to be real. It makes us believe that it is real. So with this, this is real knowledge. If we know, if we understand this, this much, then jnanam is done. Oh wait, like I don't know who I am. We already discussed that. I am chit. I perceive the world. So I, whenever I get attached to the world, I forget my nature of chit. And I become chidabhasam or chit pradibimbam, reflected consciousness or ahankaram. Whereas, when I am able to split myself from all objects include the external world or external objects that we perceive, including the internal, the mind, indriyas, ahankaram, etc. Those are also namarupam, because there is only one entity in the entire sattvabhasika chitkvavetara sattayahi chit chittayahyaham sattvabhasika chitkvavetara. Sattvabhasika, in order to illumine existence, only chit can illumine existence. Without the light of chit, objects can't exist. Even as when there is no light, objects don't exist. Objects exist, but we don't really see it. We don't perceive it. Similarly, the entire world, everything exists because of chit. So, all these, the mind, buddhi, deham, etc. are also namarupam in chit. So I am that chit. I am not this chidabhasam. I am not this person who is associated with objects. I am not the person who gets who suffers, who enters. Whenever there is dvaita bhavam, whenever there is nama rupam, that means dvaitam is there, duality is there. Whenever duality is there, dual notions like heat, cold, happiness, sorrow, all those also will be there. So I am not part of all this because I am chit. What chit? That chit in which the entire world is seen. And that chit in which the entire world is seen, that means chit is advitiyam. We said chit is ekam, advitiyam, whereas namarupam is nana, many. So it is this is knowledge. Knowledge is that the entire world is just namarupam, it is just mithya. It is incidental in Brahman, in Advitiya Brahman, who is the consciousness in us, that real I, which is not associated with any namarupam, including body, mind, etc. So this is knowledge. So let's see if this knowledge gives us knowledge of everything. Or does this give knowledge about the sun? Of course. To know the sun, like we don't have to go to the sun. If only the scientists of today knew this or were able to apprehend this, they don't have to spend money to go to Mars. They don't have to spend so much effort trying to build equipments to find out the sun, find out about other solar planets. Everything is done. What is sun? Namarupam in Brahman. Namarupam in Chit. Without Chit, sun doesn't exist. Of course, if we are unconscious, there is no sun, nothing is there. Oh, the sun is there for other person, the other person should speak, not me. As long as I don't accept, I don't see, it cannot really exist. So that consciousness in me, if it is not there, Nothing is there. We cannot say, oh, the consciousness of other person. Other person, like, we can say that the other person has to argue there. And even if the other person sees it is because there is chit in the other person. Without that chit, other person also cannot see. Okay, we don't need, I'm sorry, we don't need to get confused over all those. It is as simple as what is sun? Namarupam in Brahman. Namarupam in chit. What is mass? Namarupam in chit. Oh, Amrita Swarupananda sings so good music. What is music? Namarupam in Brahman. Oh, I don't have to sing good music. Why? Because I already know what is music. Why is music sang? Music is sang in order to realize Brahman. Without that Brahman, music singing like Yeshudas, or like if we go back in time and analyze, like Mohammad Rafi was one of the greatest singer in Bollywood, Hindi movies. Lata Mangeshkar was another. If we go back and try to understand as to what happened between them, there was a big fight between them. A very big fight that did stop singing duets. They were very, like their duet songs have become really hits. But what happened was they had a fall off and then they couldn't sing together. They are great singers, but what is the point of singing when life itself becomes a big problem? And when Mahendra Kapoor was given a chance by Naushad, Mohammad Rafi started complaining. How can you do that? I should have got that chance. So that is what Sangeeta Jnanam will give. That is the reason why our great Sangeeta Vidwans, who were not just Sangeeta Vidwans like today, people today, Sangeeta Vidwans, they knew the truth. They were trying to realize Ishvara through Sangeetam. That's why they said Sangeeta Jnanamu Bhakti Vina. Without Bhakti, without focusing on Ishvara, who is the substratum of Namarupam, we cannot gain complete knowledge. Without complete knowledge, that even Sangeeta Jnanam will be of no use. So Amma always speaks about Ravana. I think I missed out in the last day with Awakened Children. So Ravana was an expert in singing. He was like, even Saraswati Devi used to fall at his feet for his singing. He used to play the veena. So he had like tremendous power. So if we look at the horoscopes of Ravana and Rama, both have great powers. The only difference between both is that Rama acknowledged the truth. Rama was abiding in Brahman, whereas Ravana failed to acknowledge Brahman. So the moment we fail to acknowledge Brahman, all knowledge will not give us anything. It will only give us some ego. For some few days we will be happy. As long as we grow old and some other person comes, we will have to fall down. So Sangeetam, I don't need Amrita Swarupananda's music or singing capability. Why? Because I already know the truth. I know like as to what has to be sought. Namarupam Sangeetam, Namarupam in Brahman. Oh, then like why does Amma sing? I go and ask Amma. Amma will give the proper response. That doesn't matter. This is knowledge. A person who doesn't acknowledge or apprehend this knowledge, whether he is a great musical singer, whether he is a great stalwart in his field, it will give him no use. Albert Einstein, his life history is very famous. Albert Einstein achieved great heights in science. But what could that science give him? Nothing. He had to run away from people. And it is said Albert Einstein came to India. He read Shankara's Brahma Sutra Adhyasa Bhashyam, where Shankara speaks about these two, Brahman and Jagat. Jagat is just an illusion, superimposition on Brahman. That is what he said. And after reading that, Einstein is supposed to have exclaimed that, oh, I wasted my 40 years trying to build up on the theory of relativity. If only I had read this, I wouldn't have had to go through all those. So he was a great person, but still, what could that knowledge give him? Nothing. So any knowledge, oh, I know the entire 700 shlokas of Gita. That knowledge also cannot give us any good unless we try to apprehend the real knowledge in Gita, which is Brahman and Jagat. So without this knowledge, without acknowledging Brahman and Jagat, without acknowledging that the entire world is just Nama Rupam in Brahman, any knowledge that we gain, whether it is Shastra Jnanam or any other Jnanam, that will not do us any good, that will not give us Anandam. Finally, we will have to end up life suffering and then craving for more things. So Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Shayanam, Ihasam Sare, Bahudustare. That's why Krishna, sorry, Shankara says, Bahudustare. Same thing Krishna says that in the 7th chapter, we will come at a later point as to Devi Hiesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durateya. It is very tough. This is very simple knowledge, but as long as we don't acknowledge it, we'll not get Anandam. So this is the knowledge that Krishna is going to tell in the 4th and 5th shloka. So with this knowledge, again, trying to summarize this knowledge, one is Jagat, which is Nama Rupam, and then the other is Brahman, which is Sachidanandam. Jagat is Anekam Nana. Nanatvam is there in Jagat, Brahman is Ekam. Jagat is Dvaitam, based on Dvaitam. Brahman is based on Advaitam. Jagat is based on Avidya. Jagat is Maya, whereas Brahman is Satyam. Brahman is based on Vidya. Jagat, the moment we apprehend Jagat as such, then we are in illusion, we are in Maya, which means it will give us Dukkham. Dukkham will be the phalam of a person who apprehends just Jagat. For a person who apprehends Brahman beyond Jagat, Brahman as a substratum of Jagat, such a person is following Vidya, which will give him Anandam. So this is what Krishna says as his two forms, two Prakriti. He says it as his Prakriti. So two different forms. So when we try to acknowledge or understand the world, so one is Nama Rupam, which is an illusion. So illusory things are there in the world, and amidst those illusory things, there is something which is real. So that is what Krishna says in the next two shlokas. So let's see the shlokas. Bhumirapo nalo vayuhu khammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. So Krishna calls it like Apara Prakriti, his Apara nature, his lower nature. So why does Krishna say that the world is his lower nature? Because Nama Rupam is in fact Brahman. So Nama Rupam is a lower nature of Sachidanandam, lower form of Brahman. It is Brahman, whether we acknowledge it or not, it is Brahman. But it's a lower form of Brahman. It is a lower form, therefore, it cannot give us eternal happiness. Only the real nature of Brahman can give us eternal happiness. The lower nature of Brahman can only give lower happiness. So, Bhumihi Apo Analo Bhumihi. Bhumihi means Prithivi. Apo. So, Apaha. Apaha means water. Analo. Analaha. Analaha means Agni. Vayuhu means air. Kam means akasham, mano, manas, buddhihi, buddhi, evacha, buddhi also, ahankara, and ahankaram, iti iyam, iti, thus, iyam, me, iti, thus, iyam, all these, me, my, bhinna prakriti ashtada, bhinna prakritihi ashtada, these are my bhinna, different prakritihi, ashtada prakritihi, these are my Ashtada Prakriti, my eightfold form, eightfold. So Krishna doesn't say lower form, but in the next shloka, Krishna speaks about Para Prakriti, higher form. That itself means this is lower form. So lower form, lower Prakriti. So Prakriti here need not exactly mean Maya or the Prakriti that Sankhya says, the entire world, the 36 Tattvas. But here Prakriti just means that nature or form, we can see. So, Ashtada Prakriti, eightfold Prakriti. So, Bhinna, Bhinna means one which is different from one another. So, Shankara explains in his Bhashya that The reason Binna, since it is Binna means different, is mentioned, therefore Bhumi, etc. doesn't, all those words are not their direct meaning. So they mean something much more than that, because Bhumi, if we consider Bhumi, Apa and all, the Stula Jagat, Stula Bhumi, Stula Prithivi, Stula Agni and all, so we know that all the Stulam, or whenever gross objects are formed, they undergo something called Panchikaranam. That means they have other components as well in it. So Prithivi, like if we take a rock, if we break that rock, we can find some water in it. So that means water is part of the rock. If we use that rock to rub with another rock, we can find fire coming out. So that means that rock, though it is Prithivi, it has other components as well. Major component is Prithivi. So Stulam cannot be, since Krishna says Binna Prakriti, different Prakriti. Each one is different from one another. Stulam means all are merged together. Therefore, here Bhumi means Prithivi, the Tanmatra, the essence of Prithivi. So Prithivi essence. So the essence of Prithivi, which means the essence of like hardness or something like that. Prithivi Tanmatra is what is meant here. Similarly, Apaha means not external water, but the Tanmatra for water. Similar for Anala, Anala, Agni, Vayu, etc. So all those, the Tanmatras, Tanmatras are Sukshma. So the Sukshma, Panchabhutas, so Pancha, it's not, we can't say Panchabhutas, the Sukshma Panchabhutas are called Tanmatras. So we don't need to get confused. Sukshma means the essence is called Sukshma, and the name for that is Tanmatra. And when they become gross, or when they get grossified, then they become what we know as Prithivi, Vayu, etc. So Tanmatras are what is meant here. And similarly, mind is not the mind, but mind here means the that which is the cause of the mind. So Bhumi, like whenever Krishna said here Bhumi, it is not the grass Bhumi, but that which is the cause of the grass Bhumi. That which is the Karanam for grass Bhumi. The Karanam for grass Bhumi is the Tanmatra. Bhumi is Tanmatra. Similarly, mind's Karanam is Ahankaram, is the cause of the mind. So Manaha here means Ahankaram. Buddhi. Buddhi here means that which is the cause for Ahankaram, which is Mahatattvam. And Ahankaram here means Avidya. So Mano Buddhir Ahankaram here has to be translated or converted as Ahankaram, Mahatattvam and Avidya. So explaining it in brief, very brief, the way Vedanta speaks about creation process is that when creation initially started in Ishvara, somehow Maya or Avidya came in. And that avidya caused Maya to become, be veiled. So that state where Brahman is veiled, that is called avyaktam, or undifferentiated, or unmanifest. Avyagratam, undifferentiated, avyaktam, unmanifest. So, and from that state, the first thing that comes out is mahatattvam. Mahatattvam is a big, like, we can say that which is the gross of things. So Mahatattvam, from Mahatattvam. So it is like this. Brahman gets veiled by Maya and Brahman has to take a different form. So that state when Brahman is veiled, so that is an intermediate state where nothing is there, and then immediately another form comes. So from one form to another, if we realize, if we try to say, see, if we take a gold ornament and we want to take and create another form out of the gold ornament, from this form it becomes formless gold and then becomes the next form. That formless gold state is that state where nothing is there. Because of Maya, nothing is there. So almost like nothing state. So from there Mahatattvam comes. Mahatattvam is the first form, and then some people consider Mahatattvam as even as one, as Mukhya Pranan or Brahma itself. So from Mahatattvam, Mahatattvam is intelligent, from their identification start, that is Ahankaram. So in many cases Mahatattvam itself is considered as Brahma or Ahankaram, Maha Ahankaram. that ahankaram which identifies the entire world as itself. So some people consider it that way, but here Krishna is giving a little bit lower level. He is differentiating those two processes. One is the intelligent or intellectual being there, and then it starts identifying with itself and the entire world. So the form comes. So from the gold ornament, another form came. So that is Mahatattvam, that form. But the form, when the form came, we cannot just, we first say, oh, that form is there. Very next minute we say, okay, that form is mine. So that identification comes after that. So Mahatattvam, so that is what here, Avidya, Mahatattvam and Ahankaram. So Mano Buddhi Ahankaram. If we cannot understand or remember these concepts, no problem at all. We just have to remember that Prakriti, as per Krishna, Prakriti is eightfold. And that eightfold is put in simple words. The eightfold is to, for an initial seeker who cannot understand Nama Rupam, gradual creation process, all those, like in Tattva Bodha and other words, it's explained. That's how it is explained. So we just have to remember Ashta. Some places Ashta, some places Nava, some places 12, some places 35. It doesn't matter what is the number. All these are just Nama Rupam. So here Krishna says that my lower Prakriti is eightfold. In simple, or in very simple terms, my eightfold, my form, lower form is made of two components, which is Nama Rupam. And based on that Nama Rupam, it, and the functionality of the Nama Rupam, it can be called as eight. For example, TV is a Nama Rupam, car is a Nama Rupam. We cannot use the TV for driving, we cannot use the car for watching movies. So both have its own functionality. Based on the functionality, we can group it. But beyond that, or beyond the functionality, what is common is Nama Rupam. So that is, if we remember that, that much is enough. So this is about Jagat, Nama Rupam Jagat, which is the lower form of Krishna. And the lower form can only give lower happiness, or lower happiness itself means, oh, lower happiness, oh, I am content with lower happiness. But knowledge, these concepts, oh, Nama Rupam Brahman, this, that, this, these are going above my head. I cannot remember it. So lower happiness is enough for me. Okay, fine, lower happiness is enough for you. Well and good. But we have to remember, Krishna does warn us about lower happiness as well. Krishna doesn't just say, oh, lower happiness, and just get rid of it. Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavatyalpamerasam devan devayajoyanti madbhaktayanti mamapi. So antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamerasam. So alpamerasam, when we don't use our intellect fully means going beyond Nama Rupam, is full intellectual use of full intellect. So when we don't use that, then antavattu phalam. Phalam will be antavattu, phalam will be limited. As Krishna says, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkayo naye evate. Lower happiness itself means that has dukkam as well in it. Dukkam may come after 10 years, dukkam may come now. It depends. That is, that doesn't matter. It will definitely come. Lower happiness means lower happiness and dukkam. We have to add there dukkam as well there. So be happy with lower happiness, but don't tell Krishna didn't warn you that lower happiness has dukkham also in it. So if we don't want that dukkham, then we have to go for higher happiness. What is higher happiness? Apareyamitas tvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabhaho yayedam dharyate jagat. So apareyam itastvanyam, apareyam itaha tu anyam, apareyam, so Krishna says apara iyam itaha tu anyam. So this, whatever I explain now, ashtada prakriti apara, it is not higher. So Shankara here, para means generally the word for para is higher. So Shankara gives for para here, Shankara gives as ashuddha. Ashuddhi is there, the ashuddhi of dukkham is there in them. So apara iyam itaha tu anyam. So apara iyam, this prakriti is aparayam and itaha tu anyam. So other than anyam, different than itaha, different than this apara prakriti, vidhi me param, there is a param prakriti as well. So apara, I have explained now, there is a para as well. So lower and higher. And what is that para prakriti? Of course, we already know that it is Brahman. Jiva Bhutam Mahabaho. O Mahabaho, that is Jiva Bhutam. Jiva Bhutam, that is Jiva. That is the conscious principle in all beings. So Jiva here means reflected consciousness. It is not original consciousness. So Krishna himself knows that such confusion can come with Vedantic terms. So that's why he says Jiva Bhutam. After that he says Yaya Idam Dharyate Jagat. Yaya, Yaya, by whom? Idam Jagat, this world, Dharyate, this entire world is supported. So this entire world is supported by whom? That is my lower, that is my higher form. So Jiva Bhutam can be interpreted as reflected consciousness or prana. We can do that. But Krishna means much more than that. Krishna is here meaning that original consciousness which appears to be reflected, which is reflected in a person. So reflected consciousness may be the direct meaning of this word Jiva Bhutam, but it is not reflected consciousness because Krishna says that this is what supports the entire world. So that means though the word Jiva is used here, it means the original consciousness or Kutastha Atman as per Shankara, Kshetrajnam, Kshetrajna, one who knows the entire world because he is the supporter of the entire world. So this is knowledge. What is knowledge? My lower prakriti is there, higher prakriti is there, lower nature, higher nature. Lower nature is composed of eightfold, it is, or in short it is twofold, which is Namarupam. Everything, all Namarupam, that is my lower prakriti. Namarupam is mithya, Namarupam is changing. So anityam asukam, it is anityam and asukam. So a person can seek that, but asukam is also there in it, dukkam is there in it. You should be aware of it. And there is a higher prakriti, which is the consciousness in all beings, that consciousness which supports the entire world. So if, like, Krishna himself gives the answer as to whether consciousness is one or many in the 13th chapter when he says Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So I am the Kshetrajna in all beings. That is where the concept of Ishvara sarva bhutana hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishvara resides in the heart. So that means it's not the reflected consciousness. Original consciousness is the same in every being. Even as one sun gets reflected. Yeyeku vibhati swata shuddha chetaha prakasha swarupo pinane badishu sharabo dagasto yata bhanurekah sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma. Astamalaka says, like, gives a beautiful analogy for this. Yeyeku vibhati swataha shuddha cheta. Swataha by itself, shuddha cheta, pure consciousness. Eko vibhati, it is one alone, one shining alone. Prakasha swarupopi, and it is prakasha swarupam. But still, prakasha swarupo api. Still it is, like, even though it is one pure consciousness, it is light in nature, prakasham in nature. Naneva dishu. Still it shines or it gets reflected or it gets limited in nanadi, in many intellect, even as sharavodakasto yata bhanu rekah. Bhanu, sun is one, there is only one sun, but still if we have 10 buckets of water, there is only one sun, but that one sun gets reflected in each of the bucket. That's a beautiful concept. So one sun gets reflected in all the buckets. It's only one sun, but there are many suns. And that one sun is enough to give, like, the one sun which gets reflected in each of the buckets. It has the few functionalities of, or few characters, not functionality, few characteristics of the original sun. So we can see the sun, the water might get a little bit heated, And then what would happen? Like the sun appears to be moving. Sun does a lot of things, like when sun sets, like it slowly starts vanishing. And like what one of the bucket of water is like filled with dirt. So sun appears to be dirty. The original sun is not at all dirty. So one bucket it seems to be dirty, one bucket it's not dirty. In another bucket, like there are flowers. The flowers, like those flowers are as if like the sun has two eyes, two eyes, two ears, one mouth, one nose, etc. So all those are there. So the sun in each of the buckets appears to be different from one another. It has a characteristics. It appears to be moving. So it has functionalities. It has characteristics different from one another, but in fact it is just one sun. So then what about the movements in each of the, or like the sun appearing different? It's not the sun different in each of the bucket, but it is the water in the bucket which makes or which gives different characteristics to the sun. Similarly, the original consciousness or one Ishvara gets reflected in various intellects, and based on the intellect, some intellects are pure. When the intellect is very pure, when the water is very pure, we can see the real sun as well in it. The sun will be same in the water. So when the intellect is pure, Atman can be experienced. When the intellect is filled with bad thoughts, then the Atman appears to be tainted. So based on the intellect, the original consciousness or the I seems to be changing, but the real I is not changing. It is the I that gets reflected. So that itself explains as to how one consciousness becomes many. So while there is only one, it appears to be many. There are now no many at all. So Nama Rupam is Mithya. The many is Mithya, is lower Prakriti. If Mithya or unreal, we are not able to understand or apprehend, or we have not reached this state where we cannot understand, we cannot contemplate on the world being unreal because we still perceive it, then we can just say it is lower Prakriti. Lower Prakriti means it is filled with Dukkham, it is Ashuddhi. Ashuddhi is there. Even as we look for Ashuddhi, when we go to eat in restaurants, we look for a plate which is pure. We don't want Ashuddhi anywhere. Like we go to people's house and say, oh, your house is dirty, your car is dirty. We do all those things. So if we do for all those things, we have to do with respect to this as well. We have to do with the entire world, Ashuddhi of entire world. We just fail to perceive the Ashuddhi, total Ashuddhi, or the inherent Ashuddhi of the world, whereas we just perceive Ashuddhi in few objects. So Ashuddhi in the entire world, we have to perceive it, that Ashuddhi will give us Dukkham, whereas my real nature or my higher nature is pure consciousness, which is Shuddham, which is very pure, which means which can give me Anandam. This is knowledge. And that consciousness, automatically we have discussed that consciousness is the I, that the pure I without any Namarupam, without association with Namarupam inside us. So this is exactly the same as what Shankara says, that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha. Brahma Satyam means what? Brahman Sachidanandam is real, Jagan Mithya, Namarupam is just incidental. Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha, the Jiva, the consciousness in us, is in fact Brahman. So Jiva is in us means Jiva, reflected consciousness. Mukhabhasako darpane drishyamanah mukatvat prathakvena naivasti vastu chidabhasako dishu jivo pitadvat sanityo palabdhisvarupo hamatma. Though the Jiva can be called as reflected consciousness, it is like a person's face getting reflected in the mirror. Without the original, there is no reflection at all. So the original is there. The moment we see a reflection, the original has to be apprehended as well. So that means this Jiva, reflected consciousness, is not there without the original. This is an illusion in the original. The moment we try to go beyond the limited reflected consciousness, so we try to find out who is Jiva. And first we will say, okay, it is reflected consciousness. Oh, reflected consciousness, that itself means there is the original consciousness of whose reflection is this Jiva. So through that jiva now becomes, it was reflected consciousness, now it becomes original consciousness. So I am the jiva, the I that is there in us, now is reflected consciousness which gets associated, identified with Namarupam, considering itself as real, considering Namarupam as real, considering the relationship between itself and Namarupam also as real. But when we go beyond it, when we say Brahman alone is real, now Namarupam is mithya. If Namarupam is mithya, this I, which is the relationship between I and Namarupam, also has to be mithya, because Namarupam is mithya. Any relationship with Namarupam has to be mithya. So relationship is mithya, which means I also has to be mithya. But when this I becomes mithya, we will realize that there is a real I. I am always there. So this mithya I just vanishes. One aspect of the I, that is I, that is what Balakrishna Nair says as purifying the ego. The ego I, the I that is there, which is ego, the jiva, has to be purified of its impurities, and then we will realize it is Brahman. So that's the same thing that Shankara also says. So knowledge is just this. There are only two things in the entire world, Brahman and Namarupam. Namarupam is mithya, Brahman is real, and that Brahman I am. The moment I identify Namarupam as mithya, I become Brahman automatically, which means I will get Anandam. That Anandam, which is the goal of life, that Anandam that Krishna promised us by telling that yajñātvāneha bhūyo anyajñātavyam avaśiṣyate. When we know this, anything, any entity like that we mention, any science that we mention, we already know it, because it is just Namarupam in Brahman. Done. All knowledge, like whatever knowledge we can find, or whatever knowledge which is there today, which people might find tomorrow, all those knowledge, we already know it. And that's when we get Anandam. Our life gets fulfilled. So the next few shlokas, next two shlokas, Krishna tries to explain as to, we have already discussed the relationship between the Namarupam and Brahman. So that's what Krishna says as Yedam Daryate Jagat, that which supports the world. But supports the world, Brahman supports the world, that can mean that world is also real, Brahman is also real. So it can mean like that, if a son supports his parents. So both are real. So it can be. So in order to avoid that confusion, whatever we have discussed, Krishna will tell in the next two shlokas, very two very beautiful shlokas, which we'll see in the next day. Namaskar.